The Bahari live in a very remote area of the Chittagong Hill Tracks, on the southern eastern edge of Bangladesh, on the border of Burma and India. And the area is geographically very different to the plain lands of Bangladesh to the northwest. It's a very hilly area. The Bahari have occupied it for many, many generations. They engage in what is called jhum, form of cultivation, which is appropriate for the rugged and hilly environment. The source of the tension here and the conflict can be rooted back many years, actually, to the original annexation of Bangladesh by the English back in 1860. And then following independence of Bangladesh in 1971, this process continues where Bangladesh refused to recognise the land rights and the autonomy claims of the Bahari. And this resulted in a conflict from 75 through to 97. And this conflict between the army and insurgent groups that arose in the Chittagong Hill Tracks displaced tens of thousands of Bahari.
And part of the current problem, I understand, for the Baharis is that the Bangladeshi government has not honoured an agreement that was struck some 15 years ago. Can you tell us about that?
That's exactly right. So in 1997, a peace accord was arranged between one of the political parties representing Bahari in the Hill Tracks and the government of Bangladesh, then the Awami League. And that, among other things, promised to establish a process, a mechanism called the Land Commission to resolve disputes and claims to land by Bahari. So what the report focuses on is this process, the Land Commission. 15 years have passed. It's been set up. There's the bricks and mortar. Members have been appointed. But it hasn't made a single determination on these land issues. And what we're asking the government of Bangladesh to do is to make this a top priority. While we continue to have uncertainty about land rights, Bahari continue to be displaced.
Amnesty has also called on the Bangladesh government to return the Bahari's traditional lands. That's not very, very realistic, is it? Given that once settlers have moved in, it's quite hard to shift them.
What the Land Commission's mandate is to determine who is the rightful owner of a particular area of land. If it so happens that an area of land is being occupied illegally, then the Land Commission can determine that it's occupied illegally and then restore the rightful owner, according to tradition or Bahari, to that area of land. The Land Commission process in itself, I don't think, is going to be sufficient. I think it needs to be supplemented by other measures that provide reparations for peoples who will be displaced. That includes Bahari who, for some reason or another, are unable to be restored to their lands. Say it's just impossible to go back to the lands because there's infrastructure built upon it, perhaps it's unsafe to go back because it's polluted, who knows. And there may be cases also where it would be fair and just for settlers to be compensated for those who are determined by the Land Commission that they can't remain on their lands.
Is the Bangladeshi government showing any signs at all of addressing the issue, or have these indigenous people been just totally ignored by the Dhaka administration?
Well, we see very little concerted action to have the Land Commission operate in an effective manner. There's an infrastructure for the process, but it just hasn't been allowed to function effectively. And we think that's because it's just not seen as a top priority for the government.